Warehouse Horror by The Archer. I would like to share with you an encounter my wife had a short while ago. It started one morning as I was going to work. Kathy was saying goodbye to me at the front door. She was dressed only in her dressing gown, which was short, only just covering the cheeks of her ass, and was tied loosely around the middle with a belt, which caused it to gape open, showing a fair bit of cleavage. I had said goodbye and cycled down the drive to the main road. At the end of the drive, there were three workmen fixing some water drain, and I went past. I heard one of them say, "I bet that tart likes a good fucking," to which the others all laughed. That afternoon, I came home early from work, and on walking around the back of the house, I could hear talking and loud moaning through the open window at the back. I noticed the curtains were partly drawn, but I could look through a gap at the side. Rather than go in and risk spoiling the show, I thought I would stay and watch from where I was. Kathy was naked and bent over a chair, being severely fucked by one of the workmen. She had done this before, so I was not surprised. The other two were watching and shouting coarse comments. The workman, fucking her, was telling her she had a nice shaven cunt, just right for fucking, and it looked like it got a lot of use from a lot of cocks, and that they could tell she was a slut who liked plenty of cock when they first saw her at that morning. As they all continued making these lewd comments, Kathy was panting and moaning loudly as her very large cock was pummeled into her cunt. One of the men said it was a good job they had fucked and lubricated her first before his big cock had reamed her out. As he was nearing coming, he told her if she wanted more of the same, she was to meet them at a discussed abandoned warehouse on an industrial estate in town. Kathy said she was not sure about that between gasps. And with this, he smacked her hard, rammed his cock in harder, and said, "Be there, slut." Kathy cried out loud and said she would. And at that point, he came deep inside her cunt. When he withdrew, he told her to clean his cock off. So she licked and sucked his cock and balls, cleaning any surplus of cum and swallowing it. After they left, I went in and said I'd enjoyed the show and I would also enjoy tonight's show that evening, then added my cum to the other three loads. That evening, we both made our way to the warehouse, Kathy dropping me off as we entered the industrial estate. I made my way to the warehouse and went in quietly. I sat a few cars parked up, so I hid behind some of old crates out of sight, not far from where they were. Shortly, I saw Kathy drive up and get out of the car and walk over. The three workmen and another man got out of one of the cars, and five men out of each of the others. I heard Kathy say, "Who were they?" The workman, who I had watched fucking her earlier, said they were a few more mates who were going to get some use out of her holes, and pulled her towards him and kissed her, pushing his tongue in her mouth and his hands up her dress. He pulled his mouth away from her and said, "Hey, fellas, the slut's not wearing any underwear, and her cunt is sopping wet. She's dying for it." He then spun her around so her ass was pressed into his groin, and while still fingering her, told her to unbutton the front of her dress. She did this, and it felt open, revealing partly her tits and her man's fingers up her cunt. He grabbed the back of her dress with his other hand and pulled it down off her arms and threw it in a pile of rubbish on the dirty floor of the warehouse. Kathy was now naked except her high heels, all of her on the show, and she faced this crowd of strangers. And she groaned as she pushed her ass into this man's groin and her pussy down onto his fingers, his other hand roughly squeezing and pinching her tits. I had a large hard-on as I looked around at the sight of my naked wife in a derelict warehouse with broken windows and no doors and roof in broad daylight, with a group of men watching and cheering as she finger-fucked to a loud, noisy climax. After she had come, he told her to walk over to one of the cars and lie on her back across the bonnet and spread her legs. Again, I watched as she walked across, her ass swaying and her tits bouncing up and down. She lay across the bonnet of one of the cars and opened her legs wide, showing everybody her juicy, moist, shaven cunt. The workman looked at her and told her what a slut she was, then goes down on her, giving her cunt a good tonguing while she holds her cunt lips open for him. After a short while, she is begging him to give her some cock. Fuck her legless. She tells him she wants to be used as a cheap whore for them all to use her as they want, to fuck all her holes, piss over her, and humiliate her. He gets up and tells her she can be sure she'll get what she wants. With that, he gets what looks to be at least a 12-inch cock out and roughly shoves it up to the hilt in her cunt and fucks her hard and fast, his balls slapping against her ass. Kathy is crying out as she savagely fucks her cunt. Another man grabs a handful of Kathy's hair and pulls her head towards his cock and tells her to suck on this. Kathy takes it into her waiting mouth, and before long, he is jerking her head back and forth, causing Kathy to take his entire length in, making her gag as his cock slides down her throat. Both men shoot their loads at once, filling her cunt and her mouth with cum. It's dribbling out of her mouth and running down her chin and dripping onto her tits. They are soon replaced by two more, while another man pours some beer over her tits, then proceeds to lick and suck it off, biting and sucking on her nipples. After about six have taken her, one man roughly turns her over and bends her over the bonnet, gives her ass a good smacking, then tells her he's going to give her a good ass fucking. He shoves his fingers up her cunt and pulls them out covered with cum, which he rubs over and in her asshole. Kathy moans out loud as he inserts the bell end, then more, until his full length is in her ass, then proceeds to give her ass a real pounding. Kathy is shouting out, "Yes, yes, that's it. Fuck my ass hard. Ream my asshole good." At this moment, two young girls of about 19 come by and ask if they can watch the slag getting gangbanged. They say they only want to watch, not participate. The men say, "Eh, why not?" Kathy is now crying out with every lunge to fuck her asshole good and hard. "You fucking dirty cunt, all you're any use for is to be fucked like a slut," he says as he's slapping, plowing into her ass. One of the others then finds a length of thin wood and slaps her ass cheek with it. You can hear the whack of wood against flesh, mixed with Kathy's cries echoing around the warehouse while her ass is being beaten. The two girls are calling her slut and whore and shouting to hurt the dirty bitch and cum all over her. Fuck her cunt and ass raw, fill her belly with cum. They then take turns themselves at whacking Kathy's ass. Then, after the thrashing, the other men take turns fucking Kathy's ass as she just lies there, bent over the bonnet, groaning, occasionally squealing as her nipples are pinched and twisted. At one point, while the men hold her arms and her legs apart, the girls take turns fucking Kathy's ass and cunt with empty beer bottles that are lying around. Kathy is straining against the men holding her and moaning loudly, coming over and over again as these girls work her with the bottles. The men love this show and cheer them on. Finally, at the end of the evening, Kathy, when all of the men have had their use of Kathy's cunt and mouth and ass, she is laying face down on the dirty floor and is ass-fucked a few more times, her face, tits, and cunt pushed into the dirty floor. She is told that's where the dirty cum-loving whore like her belongs, naked on her belly or back in the dirt at men's feet for their use. They then turn her on her back, a few more fucker, gaping cunt again. They tell her that she is to come there every week to be fucked and used, that she is to be fucked by whoever they want, however they want, and by how many they want. They may even sell her slut whore body if they want for the night. "Did you hear that, whore?" the man fucking her shouts as he twists her nipples. Kathy cries out and answers, "Yes, you can. I'll be your whore every week. After they all get their cocks out and piss on her, their golden liquid running over her tits, belly, she opens her legs so they can piss all over her cunt. Then a couple kneel down beside her and piss all over her hair and face, telling her to open her mouth so she can taste it, shoving their cocks in her mouth as they piss. The piss mixes with the cum and the dirt on her body and the floor, making a muddy mess, which Kathy is rubbing into her tits and cunt while fingering herself. About 4 hours have passed when they decide they have finished with her. The girls say they enjoy the show and watching the slag being gangbagged, then walk off. The men tell Kathy they will see her next week and drive off, and, for a laugh, take her dress with them, leaving her alone and naked, covered with mud, piss, and cum. I come out and tell her what a great show she has put on. She says she has enjoyed every minute of it, but I tell her she is not getting back into the car in that state. So she wipes herself off with an old rag that is lying around, and I make her walk some of the way home through the back streets to dry off. Of course, she meets a few men before I let her get back in the car that I can't believe what they are seeing, until she lets them shag her to keep them quiet. Kathy now has her encounters every week of a similar nature with the three men and whoever they bring along. The first week, I just happened to walk by and ask if they mind if I joined in, to which they replied, "The more the merrier, as this slut can take on all comers." I am now a regular and watch Kathy being fucked senseless by men and women at the warehouse every week, or sometimes hired out to private parties and stag nights where she has to do whatever is asked of her, and to fuck however many want to use her sluttish naked body. One morning, she came back, worn out and covered in cum and marks from a stag night they had hired her out to, her cunt and ass oozing cum, and her breath smelling of it. As I was fucking her, she told me how 2 dozen men or more had repeatedly fucked all her holes, lots of times, all 3 holes at once, or 2 cocks up her cunt, or in her mouth at the same time. She pissed all over her, made her drink cum and piss from a glass, and had whipped her tits, ass, and cunt, shoved bottles and objects up her cunt and ass, wanking her off until she had come many times all night. Kathy also said the 3 workmen who always go with her had videoed the whole night's action for the groom. I said she would have to try and get a copy for us. Kathy laughed, calling me a dirty bastard, and groaned as she came once more as I ran my cock into her and bit her hard nipples, adding my marks to all the other bites on her tits and rest of her well-used and abused body.